ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, January 19th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, I've given out a lot of information this week. We've talked about a lot of things this week, folks. Interestingly enough, North and South Korea may just possibly reunite under one flag at the Olympics next month. That doesn't make the West very happy. We haven't heard a heck of a lot going on in Syria, but they have put their crosshairs on Iran. The reason I thought that music was significant today is because my show today is sort of a wrap-up of previous shows earlier in the week, and hopefully will give us all a much clearer picture of who our so-called leaders are and who they are really working for. And be forewarned, folks, this is the sickening truth of what America has become. A legion of gutless step-and-fetch-its working for Israel, sacrificing our husbands, wives, daughters, children, as well as the same in many countries in never-ending and unnecessary and horrific wars meant only to benefit the state of Israel. And indeed, we are the goy, as Rosenthal called us. And Israel is laughing at these elected idiots in carrying out their continuous evil. So I'm going to start this program today with this absolute propagandized fool replying to Scottish John on the subject of Israel in a letter or an email that he wrote to this particular congressman, who will remain nameless. He replies, and I'm going to omit John's last name, and he just says, "Dear Scottish John, thank you for contacting me with your thoughts on Israel. As your representative, it is good to hear from you about the issues that matter the most. Israel is our partner, our ally, but most importantly, our friend. They have served as one of our most reliable connections in the Middle East and helped facilitate United States influence among other nations in the area." Boy, how far up this guy's rectum does he have his head? Our friend bombed the USS Liberty. Our friend pulled off 9/11, by the way, in collusion with the United States criminal factions inside our government. Our friend helps facilitate U.S. influence. What kind of influence? Bombing Iraq? Killing 500,000 people? Displacing another 1 million people? Or the continuing occupation of Afghanistan for the poppy fields and possibly the oil pipeline? What is that the kind of influence you're talking about, Congressman? He goes on to say, "I believe the United States has both a moral and strategic obligation to defend Israel's sovereignty, and we should continue to support them with economic and military resources." Well, defending their sovereignty and bombing these nations into a balkanization to expand Israel's geographic locale isn't just supporting them. They are an accomplice to Israel's goal. The benefits of a secure, stable, and trustworthy ally in a very volatile and tumultuous region are obvious. Well, tell me, Congressman, why is it so volatile and tumultuous? Isn't it because we were the aggressors going in there? Get your head out of your hind end. The United States has rallied on Israel to serve as a moderate voice in the Middle East while encouraging Arab nations to engage in a peacemaking process with America. Encouraging Arab nations to engage in the peacemaking process? By doing what? Bombing their brains out? Bombing them with depleted uranium, which makes their babies deformed for God knows how long? That their government's even encouraging the mothers not to have babies anymore? Is that what you're talking about, Congressman? He goes on to say, "For years, decisions made by countries in the Middle East have affected the United States." Yeah, they've affected them in such a way as what? They can't possess their oil? He goes on to say, "As our nation continues to interact with Israel and surrounding countries, trust that I will keep your concerns in mind. Again, thank you for contacting me." Here's my concern, folks, of all the information that I've given you over this past week, and even last week. They've got Iran now in the crosshairs. So I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to let somebody else do it, in case you don't already know. I'm going to let Ken O'Keefe introduce you to Iran. Now, Ken O'Keefe spent 3 years in the Marines, and in those years was a model Marine. But he ended up speaking out about something, well, about a year into his service. He didn't feel his superiors were leading by example. And when he reported them for violating their position of power, he did so openly, and his life turned around quickly. He went through a metamorphosis, being triggered by the trauma of being targeted by the platoon sergeant he had. He was targeted so consistently and unrelentingly, he reached a point where he no longer cared. He then started doing some steroids, and the Marines used that as an excuse to kick him out. Ken realized that the Marines weren't what it was built up to be, and considered that a gift when he was kicked out. And he then took the journey of investigating many other things, and thank God he did, because I've been watching clips of him all night, and I'll tell you what, this guy's a hero to me. He began investigating many other things. In other words, he woke up, that we all can relate to, I'm sure, and came, like all of us, to find that everything he had been taught about being an American patriot was a lie. And though difficult at the time, according to Ken, it was the best thing that ever happened to him, as he looks back on it. So with that, folks, I'm going to take this program and surmise the week, and I'm going to play a number of clips for you. This first clip is going to be about 35 minutes long, so I'm going to, stop it during the commercial breaks, and we're going to continue it afterwards. Now, I want to say that about 7 or 8 minutes into the clip, we hear a few words from the late Jim Traficant, the former congressman that was set up and sent to prison for his outspoken truths regarding Israel, and then later, after prison, setting another run for office, mysteriously died in a tractor accident on his farm. You're going to hear from Wesley Clark, which you've heard from before. About 19 minutes in the clip, you're going to hear the Ayatollah Khomeini speak before the UN in his native language. I'll translate that after the tape ends, and also there's a couple of other people, an Iranian soldier, and also I believe a member of Iranian parliament that don't speak English. They put the English on the bottom of the screen, so I will relay that to you, what they said at the end of this clip. So with that, let's get started. Dan, go ahead and start that first clip.
Aloha. Well, I've made it to my birth nation of the United States once again, and as per usual, when I arrive here, I'm treated as a terror suspect by order of Israel, of course, who has declared me to be a, quote, operative of the Hamas terrorist organization, which I take as a great compliment coming from the Jewish supremacist state of Israel. Of course, they are in charge of America. The enemy is well inside the gate, and the stooges who run America also give orders to these minions on the ground who are given the order to harass me and treat me as a terror suspect. Now, one thing that I need to say, I think it's really quite relevant, is that over the years it's become increasingly clear to me, and literally has been said to me on this last journey into America, that those who are interrogating me, which includes customs and border agents and FBI and others, is that they, off the record, respect what I'm doing and acknowledge, indeed, the Jewish control of American politics and, ultimately, its use of the American military for Israeli wars. This has been acknowledged, again, off the record, and in fact, there's a great deal of respect for me that I am saying this publicly, because, of course, they can't possibly say these things. There's also a genuine, seemingly, respect for me in that I don't hate America, and I don't hate America. I want what's best for America. But we did, those of us who served in the military, put our hand up under oath and swore to uphold the U.S. Constitution. How can we believe we're honoring that when the country's clearly been hijacked and we're not serving American interests? This is what upsets me more than anything else. Now, ultimately, driving through the heartland of America to the Freedom Palooza Festival, which was an amazing event with a lot of good people, no censorship whatsoever, so there was no taboo subject. Very refreshing to be around people like this. The politically correct bullshit that we find in most of these conferences is really quite annoying, to be honest with you. So absent of that, we had a great gathering of people, and ultimately, we know, deep down, all of us, what we need to do. So the question is, when are we going to do it? And one of the things that really has happened to me on this trip to America, although I don't plan on staying here, is a sort of revived love for this country. Going through the heartland of America, there's so many good people in America. And I'm still hoping, and I'm still believing, that we are going to do the right thing. And of course, in my opinion, one of the greatest things that could possibly be done is a military coup. In fact, the real patriots within the U.S. military should be arresting these traitors in the U.S. Congress and reinstituting constitutional law and making null and void every law which is contrary to the U.S. Constitution, starting with the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and NDAA successively. This is a necessary step. Now, I'm bringing back this video which I produced a couple years ago about Iran because it's very clear that the plans for Syria have not quite worked out as they had wanted. Of course, Syria is damaged badly and fractured from these Israeli wars that fit perfectly in line with Odid Yunan's strategy for Israel in the 1980s to effectively balkanize the surrounding Arab states and get them to bleed each other. They have achieved a lot of that, but they have not succeeded in using Syria as a stepping stone towards the real target and ultimately towards the World War III agenda. And the stepping stone of Syria was towards Iran. What we see, though, is with Syria not working according to plan, is that the crosshairs are being firmly fixed back onto Iran, and so many lies are being perpetuated again. Now, this is not about loving or hating Iran. This is about the truth. And Iran, quite frankly, if you actually studied it, you'd find has a lot to be proud of. Unlike the United States, which is nothing but a pack of lies, one lie built on another, Iran has so many truths that it doesn't have to embellish and can be very proud of, such as a very peaceful history, such as providing sanctuary to Christians and Jews over the centuries, such as standing up to the monster, to the empire, and doing so without flinching, refusing to bow. These are qualities that every self-respecting man or woman would appreciate. So Iran has much to be proud of, but Iran is very much in the crosshairs because although militarily it poses no real threat to us, it does pose a massive ideological threat. Again, it refuses to bow. And of course, what do? When we go and fight Israeli wars, we bow to the Jewish supremacist, Talmudic, satanic, pedophile, bankster cult that is the Israeli power structure, which runs America. So we as Americans are going to be used for another war for Israel if we allow it. American sons and daughters are going to be sacrificed yet again. 22 American service members already committing suicide because of the Israeli wars they have fought. So I bring back this video, which wasn't really seen too much on the internet, because the issue of Iran is every bit as much pertinent today as it was 2 years ago. In fact, everything I said in this video 2 years ago is even more applicable today, given that Iran becomes that primary target once again. And I'll start it off with just a couple of clips showing Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is continuing the legacy of embarrassingly, slovenly, sycophantic, servile behavior towards Israel, going and kissing ass to the Jews at the Western Wall with his yarmulke on his head, going to Saudi Arabia and prostrating himself to the head choppers galore who provide the finance for ISIS and Al-Qaeda before it, the head choppers who continuously insult American intelligence by allowing us to allow our commander-in-chief to sell $350 billion worth of weapons, which will be in the hands of the head choppers, which will be used to kill American service members. Make no mistake about that. As far as I'm concerned, what Donald Trump has just done is absolute treason, knowingly providing weapons to the head choppers who provide the means, financially, ideologically, for ISIS, Israeli secret intelligence services. So, let's look at this video once again. Please share it far and wide. And let us not allow ourselves to be used as stooges for Jewish supremacists any longer.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know."
While American audiences may laugh at the seeming folly of how decisions to go to war are made, the end result has been incalculable suffering and death for millions upon millions in the decimation of Iraq. I wonder how much laughing there will be when the American people fully comprehend that the invasion and occupation of Iraq was from beginning to end an unlawful war of aggression based on fraud for the expansionist agenda of the Greater Israel Project. In other words, Americans have been used as cannon fodder by a treasonous, bought and paid for U.S. Congress and White House. Even worse, this story of sacrificing American sons and daughters on the altar of worship of the Jewish state of Israel marches on.
It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy.
Jim Traficant,
which is Under Secretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush number 2 back into Iraq. they pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting an expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it.
So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
So it has to pull in the Americans to do the work, to do the job, because they can't do it themselves. They have to demonize Iran so that America will do the bombing and the American soldiers and Marines will go and die and not the Israelis. Because they know they can't do anything about Iran. Israel, if you look at it strategically, is a small state, very small population. Yes, it has nuclear weapons. It has, the threat of using nuclear weapons. But it cannot last in a war with Iran. And they know it. And this is why they demonize Iran. And they want the Americans and the Europeans to do, to take care of Iran for them.
But I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted.
I know Donald Trump. I know him very well. And I think his attitude, his support for Israel is clear. He feels very warmly about the Jewish state, about the Jewish people, and about Jewish people. There's no question about it.
Iran funds arms and trains terrorists, militias, and other extremist groups that spread destruction and chaos across the region.
For decades, Western leaders have claimed that the Islamic Republic of Iran poses an existential threat to the safety and security of the world by its alleged pursuit of nuclear weapons. Many claim further that Iran is religiously fanatical, anti-Jewish, and that ultimately it seeks to wipe the Jewish state of Israel off the map. To the contrary, Iranian leaders point to their peaceful history and have repeatedly declared that they have never and will never seek nuclear weapons because it is immoral and against God's will. Somebody is lying. In this edition of In Focus, we will expose not only who is lying, but the insane agenda behind the lies.
Go ahead and cut it. Let's go to a break. We'll be back in three. I'll comment on this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's
all right. Oh, man, it's time to turn the music on. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get back into this clip. Now, you're going to hear the Iranian Ayatollah Khomeini speaking before the UN in his native language, and English is written at the bottom of the screen, so I'm going to tell you what he said. He says, and I quote, "I emphasize that the Islamic Republic of Iran is never looking for nuclear weapons. Our slogan is nuclear energy for all and nuclear weapons for none. We insist on both." Now, comparing the Israelis' past history of aggression to Iran's history of their lack of aggression, I believe him. Go ahead and continue with the clip, Dan.
I've come here to Tehran and Iran, a place that we've heard so much about over the years. Now, let us imagine that Iran is launching wars of aggression against its neighbors and killing civilians on a regular basis. Let us imagine further that Iran is provably committing war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, according to the Black's Law Dictionary definition of the word. Imagine even further that Iran has illegally acquired hundreds of nuclear weapons, and that leaders within Iran have threatened to use those weapons against Europe and beyond if its existence were threatened. Now, if that were the case, we'd all be wise to consider Iran a legitimate threat to global security. The only problem is what I have just described is the criminal activity of the Jewish State of Israel, not the Islamic Republic of Iran. So why is it that Israel is treated as a peace-loving democratic nation in the Middle East, while the people of Iran are being collectively punished and continuously threatened with all-out war?
They were taken over by the U.S. in a coup d'etat in 1953. The puppet dictator, the Shah, was installed on the throne by the CIA. His torture chambers were built by the CIA. And finally, the Iranian people overthrew the Shah and achieved independence in 1979. So when you hear all the propaganda about Iran being a threat, that's really how it's a threat. It's a threat because it's a free and independent country. And if we allow a free and independent country to exist, here, especially here in the Middle East, the other nations might also want to be free and independent.
Iran is the ultimate stumbling block for what Israel wants to do in the Middle East, what I prefer to call Southwest Asia, which is a crucial part of Eurasia. Full spectrum dominance over this whole region, which implies balkanization of individual states. They have achieved that in Iraq. They are achieving that in Syria. They achieved that in Lebanon. Jordan doesn't count. And Iran is the ultimate stumbling block. So Iran must be demonized because it's against Israeli plans of regional domination.
Iran is a threat for the order of the world because Iran contests this order, and Iran is supporting a lot of countries and groups who are contesting this order. So I understand what Benjamin Netanyahu wants to say. He wants to say that Iran is a revolutionary country. That's true, yes.
We must have a peace in which territories adjacent to Israel are not used as launching grounds for rockets and missiles against the Jewish state. Secondly, we must make sure that the backer of these terrorists, Iran, doesn't have nuclear weapons and nuclear-tipped missiles. Today, we're the targets. But with the ICBMs that they're developing, London would be in range, Washington would be in range. In fact, the whole world could be in range.
Gareth Porter is a historian and author of the book Manufactured Crisis. Serious geopolitical analysts consider it to be an authoritative book on the subject of Iran's alleged nuclear weapons program.
So would it be accurate to say that the same people who provided us with the dodgy dossier and the other really fraudulent evidence to support the invasion and occupation of Iraq, is it the same people who provided that who are providing this so-called evidence for the Iranian nuclear crisis?
It's the same group of neoconservatives within the Bush administration, closely allied with Israel, of course, who were responsible for both. But different people were in charge of the details of the plan. In the case of Iraq, of course, it was Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith at the Pentagon.
This country was taken over by a group of people with a policy coup. Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld, and you could name a half dozen other collaborators from the Project for a New American Century. They wanted us to destabilize the Middle East, turn it upside down, make it under our control.
All right, Dan, cut it. Let's go to break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening will continue with this when we get back. And I hope you're picking up on this, folks. It fits part and parcel of what I've been talking about here all week. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Thank you.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
American Awakening, Michael Herzog, your host. Getting right back into this clip, I have a few comments to make because I've got several clips I'm going to play for you that tie right in with this, folks, so hang on. Well, hang on to your hats and strap yourselves in. Go ahead, Dan. Continue.
In the case of Iran, however, it was John Bolton at the State Department who had the primary responsibility for Iran policy. We know that he went on unauthorized trips to Israel. The first unauthorized trip in June of 2003, he met with the head of Mossad, and there was no record of what was said in the meeting because it was unauthorized. A few weeks later, Mossad created a new office, which we know from a journalistic account that was published later, had the function of putting information out to governments and news media about the Iranian nuclear program.
I went downstairs, I was leaving the Pentagon, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know.
The same people who forged the dodgy dossier claiming that there were WMD in Iraq, which was the excuse for that horrific war that killed over a million people, are doing the same thing with Iran. They actually plotted to implicate Iran in a nuclear program at exactly the same time, using the same people and the same techniques as the dodgy dossier on the Iraqi WMD. So it's another WMD scare, and it's just as bogus as the first one.
It was absolutely fraud. They weren't cherry-picking. This was out-and-out fraudulent documentation.
Israel is now saying that they believe that that Iran will have nuclear capability, nuclear weapons capability by 2009. They believe that that Iran will have nuclear capability, nuclear weapons capability by 2009.
This story is very strange because it's continuing since years and years. There is no evidence at all of a military program. This country was inspected much more by any other country in the world. But they continue to say that this country will have a nuclear bomb next week. Always next week, since years, next week.
Every month that goes by brings Iran closer to possessing a nuclear weapon.
But you've got to say that time is marching on and so is their nuclear weapons program.
The world is united in support of our determination to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
Brought a diagram for you. Here's a diagram. Where should a red line be drawn? A red line should be drawn right here.
من تأکید میکنم که جمهوری اسلامی هرگز در پی تسلیحات هسته‌ای نیست. شعار ما انرژی هسته‌ای برای همه و سلاح هسته‌ای برای هیچ کس است. ما بر این هر دو سخن پای خواهیم فشرد.
Iran is one of the least aggressive countries in modern history. It's been continually attacked, invaded, and terrorized, and they've never attacked anybody for a very long time. So they're a classically defensive power.
Just tell me if you are an ally, if you join our coalitions, if you're part of the international financial system, etc., you can get away with anything. But if you have a theological political system of government, if you had an Islamic revolution against our own interests in the Middle East and beyond, then you are an outcast, an outsider, a pariah, and you must be isolated, contained, and if everything fails, bombed.
My personal position on that is this. We ought to try every possible avenue we can to see if we can get them to correct their desire and goal of acquiring a nuclear weapon, but we cannot let them acquire that weapon.
James
Baker.
We're
the only country in the world that can stop that. The Israelis, in my opinion, do not have the capability of stopping it. They can delay it. There will also be many, many side effects, all of them adverse, from an Israeli strike. But at the end of the day, if we don't get it done the way the administration's working on it now, which I totally agree with, then we ought to take them out.
Guess who?
Secretary Clinton.
Well, we're working hard.
This is America, bombing the world into democracy and freedom. And here we have Secretary of State Hillary Clinton cackling like a clinical psychopath with the prospect of instigating a war of aggression that would in all likelihood lead to World War III. Let us not forget that this woman is the odds-on favorite to become the next president of the United States. What we see within this matrix of power is a sickeningly servile mainstream media constantly allowing the lie that Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons to go unchallenged and thus maintaining the illusion of Iran as a threat. Even worse, Charlie Rose actually begins laughing with Hillary Clinton and James Baker about the U.S. government's penchant for World War III.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, we're working hard.
In the following clip, we see a refreshingly rare example of an Israeli leader being called to task about the lie that Iran is planning to, quote, wipe Israel out.
This idea that Iran wants to wipe Israel out. Now, that's a common trope that is put about by a lot of people in Israel, a lot of people in the United States. But as we know, Ahmadinejad didn't say that he plans to exterminate Israel, nor did he say that Iran policy is to exterminate Israel.
Well, I happen to disagree with all due respect. You speak of Ahmadinejad.
I speak of
Khamenei, Ahmadinejad, Rafsanjani, Shamkhani. I give the names of all these people. They all come basically, ideologically, religiously. It's the statement that Israel is an unnatural creature. It will not survive. They didn't say we'll wipe it out, you're right, but it will not survive. It is a cancerous tumor. It should be removed. It was said just 2 weeks ago again.
Well, I'm glad you've acknowledged that they didn't say they will wipe it out.
Serious journalism, such as the previous interview, is vastly overshadowed by the far more typical example in the next interview, in which David Cameron is allowed to brush aside the grave threat Israel's hundreds of nuclear weapons pose to all people, and in typical mainstream media servility, the so-called journalist allows Cameron to bamboozle the viewer by diverting back to the fraudulent claim that Iran intends to wipe Israel out.
Why should Iran have to declare that and Israel not? There's still so much ambiguity about Israel's nuclear weapons in the first place.
As I said, everyone should apply the non-proliferation treaty. I think that is absolutely key. But I think there's a special case here with Iran, a country that is trying to get a nuclear weapon and that is saying that it believes in wiping another country off the map.
This is the story that's continued on until it's continuing right now. I mean, it's the same regiment of propaganda against Iran.
Senator Frank Church from Idaho, he held the Church hearings in the U.S. Senate because he had found out
that there were CIA agents in all of the mainstream outlets throughout the United States. At the time, they had identified 300 agents, and it's probably even more than that. So the mainstream media in the United States is tightly controlled. It's a tightly controlled propaganda machine.
I happened to work with CBS News before the revolution occurred. I witnessed how the image of Iran changed in foreign news reports. I witnessed how Iran became a demonic target through the past 35 years. So yes, there's quite a difference between what the reality is in Iran and how it's portrayed for the Western eye.
I've been truly blessed to travel all around this beautiful planet of ours, and I've been to places that most people would never even think to go. And this is largely because the mainstream media portrays people in places like Iran and Palestine as evil, as hating the West, as wishing that we would all perish and die. This is absolutely untrue. And the fact is, in places like Palestine and Iran, you're going to find the most generous and hospitable people that you will ever meet.
They say in America, you want to kill all of us. They're lying to us. So here I am standing in front of the Christian church. Directly across the street, we've got the Zoroastrian temple. Down the street that way, we've got the Jewish synagogue. And of course, we've got mosques here as well. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all practice together in a city of Tehran, 15 to 18 million people, and virtually no sectarian hatred and no sectarian violence. This is not the Iran that we're told about in the West. Very kind. Thank you. We share. I don't eat meat, so we share. Thank you. Very kind.
I love your interviews. Press TV.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. You know, the West is obviously presenting Iran as a real threat to...
Yes. You know.
So the television didn't have any effect on you. You know this is not...
Not at all.
We don't even have a TV at home.
Yes, exactly.
Neither do we.
Yeah, but you know, we have some friends who were before in Iran, and also all of them said it's a beautiful country, and the people are very, very friendly.
Ireland.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. My pleasure. Mamnoon. It's just, you know, this is the kind of thing that you see in Iran. It's just lovely people, genuine, real, and, you know, it's just so completely contrary to what we're told. It is really criminal the way that Iran and its people are misrepresented.
Indeed, a clash of civilizations is being cultivated by a morally bankrupt Western matrix of power that is willfully, intentionally, committing fraud against the people by justifying insane policies that support Israel at all costs. Understanding the fraud, it's time to introduce five amazing Iranians who shatter some of Western civilization's greatest lies. Nader Talabzadeh is a fiercely independent film director and producer who studied film at Columbia University in the United States. He has an audience of millions on his Iranian television program and is immensely respected in Iran and beyond. Siamak Mossadegh is Iranian, a doctor, a member of the Iranian parliament, and he also happens to be Jewish. Wait until you hear what he has to say. Bijan Nobavi is also a member of parliament, and he also happens to be a journalist who went to the front lines as a 16-year-old boy during the Iran-Iraq war, a purely defensive war in which 1 million Iranians lost their lives. Bijan is among 100,000-plus Iranians who were victims of Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons attacks, attacks that were directed and assisted by the CIA. To this day, he suffers respiratory problems from his exposure to chemical weapons. Dr. Sam Tarabi is one of the infamous Iranian mullahs. While mullah has largely become a derogatory term, all the term actually denotes is that one is an Islamic expert. Sam is an extremely thoughtful man who I connected with quite easily, as he also happens to have lived and, believe it or not, served in my home state of California. And lastly, we will meet Mansoura Karami, a gentle widow and mother whose husband was murdered for working on Iran's fictitious nuclear weapons program. Evidence all but proves his murder was carried out by agents of Israeli Mossad.
Why would the West be so, the imperial powers be so against Iran? Because of one thing. As soon as Imam Khomeini took power, from the very beginning, few months, what happened is we had the Day of Quds, the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, the first Ramadan after the revolution, which was everybody's attention was focused upon Jerusalem. And that this is an occupied land, something has to be done about it. It's beyond, you know, the PLO now. So it's the old focus of the entire Muslim world. And this thing has to be resolved. So the Day of Quds, the Day of Palestine, the Day of Jerusalem, started at the last Friday of the Ramadan of the first year the Islamic Revolution began, and a simple countdown began. And this ticking of the clock, and this attention focused on Israel became paramount. And very quickly, the Zionist regime took the lead in a very strategic way to demonize Iran, and they've been doing it ever since. So that's the starting point. Iran has a history of being hospitable to Christians and Jews. Nebuchadnezzar tried to destroy the Jewish people. They took refuge with the Persian king. So the Jewish people know very well who we are.
It may be interesting for you, for example, 4 years ago, Israeli government says that I would pay $20,000 to each Iranian Jewish people who immigrated to Israel. But no one responds to this because we think that our identity is a historical identity. We are Iranian and we are Jew. And we are as much as Iranian, as much as we are Jew. Few Iranian Jews go to Israel, they usually want to come back to Iran, or you want to go to USA or UK. Because the culture of the Israel, which is based on a part of a sort of racism, cannot be tolerated by Iranian Jews. I think that Zionism and anti-Semitism are sibling brothers. In any, because both of them say that Jewish people are different from other people. We do not need the manipulation of the Zionists because they only can disturb our condition. They would not improve our condition.
یا ما رو سلطجو تلقی نکنن. من فکر میکنم سلطجوترین ملت‌های دنیا.
Okay, Dan, go ahead and cut it. The next couple of interviews that he gives folks are they're speaking in Farsi, and I've got the translation here, so I'm going to go ahead and dispense with the rest of that clip, Dan. Thank you very much for that. But I want to emphasize that again, Ayatollah Khomeini speaking before the UN in his native language of Farsi. He told the UN that he emphasized that the Islamic Republic of Iran is never looking for nuclear weapons, and their slogan on nuclear energy is nuclear energy for all and nuclear weapons for none. Now, about 25 minutes in, Ken O'Keefe poses to an Iranian soldier this, and he questioned him. He said, "They say in America that you want to kill all of us." The soldier answers, "No, we've never started wars. We only defend ourselves." Now, folks, that's Iran's policy, and it has been for 300 years. And Ken goes on to affirm with the soldier, "They are lying to us." The soldier replied, "Yes, they are." And interestingly enough, just as we reviewed the history of the Palestinians for hundreds of years past in the show the other day, pre-Israeli occupation, remember, 85% Muslim, 15% Christian, 5% Jewish, all lived together in peace with no sectarian violence. At about, and Ken O'Keefe points out the different churches of worship within a stone's throw of each other in Tehran that mirror the same historical, peaceful intermixing of Palestine prior to that Israeli occupation. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in three. I'm going to continue with this, and then after I get through with a quick overview, we're going to go into the next clip. So stick with me. More to come.
We
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I'm not going to open up I may open up the phone lines at the bottom of the next hour, folks, but let me get through this. If we've got enough time, I'll take some phone calls. But as I continue here, the Iranian Jew that Ken interviewed explained to Ken that Iranian Jews were offered $20,000 if they chose to immigrate to Israel. And he explains to Ken that most Iranian Jews who have lived in Israel declined as they prefer Iran, as Israel is an apartheid state and Iran welcomes all cultures. And when O'Keefe is interviewing the five prominent Iranians, Bijan Navabi, who didn't speak English, said in his native tongue to Ken, "I think that Iranians are the highest peacemakers in the world. Most parts of the country in the north and south are occupied by enemies. A part of Caucasus, Central Asia, belongs to Iran, but these have been taken through various unfair conventions. Turkmenchay's convention, once part of Iran, was taken by the Russian empires as well as Azerbaijan and other border cities. And this shows that we've constantly been under attack, yet we have never retaliated. And United Nations documents will affirm this and are available to the public. Thus, Iran is one of the most peace-seeking nations in the world, and the history of Iran shows that we have been peace-seekers that influence other countries by our culture." Now, what is the reason for the Iranians to have been peace-seekers at this level and offered these values to the whole world, only now to think differently? Well, the reason Iran doesn't have, nor do they want, nuclear weapons. They feel it is immoral. It is in their religious edicts and passed in their religious guidance from their scholars and supreme leadership. Now, Mansoura Karami, the widow of the murdered husband of nuclear scientists, said, and I quote, "When America dictates sanctions and Europe implements it, this shows that they are together to assist each other. They do this to dominate. I don't know the use of such domination. Aren't we all humankind?" Well, evidently not all of us. "What is the difference between us?" she says. "In our religion, there is no difference between black or white. There is no difference between Muslims and Christians. They are all the same and equal because they're all human beings." And saying that, it's interesting to note that Ken O'Keefe has, he's tried to renounce his citizenship three times. He does not live in this country anymore. He's burned his passport. He now resides in the Netherlands. The reason he was in this country was for the Freedom Palooza that was put on back in July. I believe it was up in New Hampshire by Paul Topetti, of which I even thought about going, but I didn't. I wish I would have now because had he been there, I would have interviewed him there and I would have had him up on the program. And at this point, I want to put this out. If any of you know how to contact this man, I would love to get his contact information. I've looked on his website and I have not been able to find it. For those of you who want his website with updates, it is patreon.com/KOK, and that's spelled PATREON, N as in Nancy, patreon.com/KOK. So, that said, talking about these sycophants, these stooges, as I started at the beginning of the show with this pathetic letter that was written to Scottish John by this idiot congressman, okay, all of these people who are bowing down to this Zionist Israeli occupational thing for the betterment of Israel to the detriment of the United States of America, including our boys and girls, women, men, children coming home in body bags to further Israel's effort. I'm going to get into a little bit of the political in second hour, so stick with me. More to come. Top of the hour coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back.
I paid a price and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. 'Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.